The call to post means it's time for Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio Network. We're talking thoroughbred racing and breeding from Virginia, around the Mid-Atlantic, and across the country. Off to the Races is powered by the Racing Biz, the independent voice for Mid-Atlantic racing and breeding. Find them at www.theracingbiz.com. Now here's your host with Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio Network. And hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Off to the Races on the Racing Biz Radio. My name's Frank Vespi, and for the next 60 minutes, we're going to be talking thoroughbred racing and breeding in Virginia, across the Mid-Atlantic, and around the country. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday morning with us here on Off to the Races. It is Saturday, the 16th of March. That makes tomorrow the 17th, which makes it St. Patrick's Day. So a happy St. Patrick's Day to you if you are of Irish descent or wish you were of Irish descent or just like to drink Guinness on a Sunday afternoon. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. Coming up tomorrow should be always a lot of fun as St. Patrick's Day. Some good Irish beer, Irish music, and perhaps a little corned beef in the offing. We will not have Derby Bill to talk about eating corned beef today. Unfortunately, he's a little bit under the weather, but we do have a great show lined up and should have a lot of fun. A couple of good guests. Nick Hahn going to join us later on. So certainly a lot of things going on here. Off to the Races is powered by the Racing Biz, the independent voice for Mid-Atlantic racing and breeding. Check us out online at www.theracingbiz.com. You can pick up our free mobile app. And, of course, we're on social media. We're all over the social web. You can find us at The Racing Biz. Always happy to hear from folks on social media. Today's edition of Off to the Races is presented by the Virginia Thoroughbred Association, the Virginia Equine Alliance, helping to make Virginia racing history. These good folks are hosting a series of Road to the Derby handicapping contests. Today's contest taking place at Bucket's Bar and Grill in Chesapeake. So if you're in the Chesapeake area, you're definitely going to want to head down there. There's some fun races that you get a chance to handicap. There's some money on the table. You'll definitely want to check it out. You got questions, you want to know more, you can learn more at virginiahorseracing.com. As I said, we've got a fun show lined up and some good guests. But before we get to all that, let's take a quick look back at the week that was. Last Saturday was the biggest day of the Tampa Bay Downs meet. That featured the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby. That track's featured stop on the road to the Triple Crown. And the day belonged to Tacitus.
They're into the stretch. It's still Zenden trying to hang on. Win, win, win is way out on the outside. Up on the outside, running is Outshine now, gaining ground, and toward the rail is Lord Dragon. Down to the wire, it's Tacitus going to the front. Tacitus strikes to the lead. Tacitus to win the Tampa Bay Derby. Outshine is there second. Win, win, win third. Very close for fourth. Sir Winston was flying on in the running time, 141.90.
That was Richard Grunder on the call, having an apparent coronary while also somehow managing to miss the winner until the final strides of the race. But as we've seen in some other Derby preps, this one, the Tampa Bay Derby, developed with a very fast early pace, and that set it up for the late-running Tacitus to surge clear to win by a length and change, score the victory, earn the 50 Derby leaderboard points. Long shot Zenden set the early fractions, but under a patient ride from Jose Ortiz, Tacitus was able to slip through along the rail, pass them all in 141.90 for a mile and a 16th. Outshine finished second and favored Win, Win, Win was along for third. Tacitus is a super well-bred Judmont Farm product. He's a son, of Tappet, out of the multiple grade one winner close hatches. He's trained by Bill Mott for his owner and breeder. Tacitus now has two wins from three career starts, earnings of $253,000, and he gets, as I mentioned, the 50 points on the Derby leaderboard. That ties him for third overall on the Derby point standings. Meanwhile, in the Big Apple, another late runner got the money with High Cal surging late to win the Grade 3 Gotham.
Here's Instagram on the outside. Here's Mind Control down at the rail. Three of them across the track with an eighth of a mile to the finish. Mind Control down at the rail. Instagram on the outside. Much better is in between those two. The three of them continue to battle it out. And here's Haikal making a late run on the extreme outside. They come for the finish. It is Haikal to win the Gotham. Haikal from way out of it takes the Gotham Stakes.
A very excited John Imbriale on the call there at the Big A. Haikal gets up late, a huge surge right at the end to win the Gotham by a length. He's a son of Daher, bred and owned by Shadwell Farm. He's trained by Kieran McLaughlin for his owner breeder. Under Rajiv Miraj, Haikal made up nearly five lengths in the final furlong. To get the win by a length in 135.63 for a flat one-turn mile over a fast main track with a late running score in the Gotham. Haikal is now on three straight, has almost $300,000 in career earnings. Mind Control, trained by Greg Sacco and based during the spring at Monmouth Park, he managed to hold second. The favorite here, the even money favorite, Instagram, barely managed to get third. That was a little bit of a disappointing effort, although in fairness to him, it was his first start since August. So Instagram, the favorite there, finishes third. Haikal gets 50 Derby points. He's tied with Tacitus. Both of them should have enough points to go postward in the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. This week's Derby Trail slate.